Famous Composers by Darren Henley, read by Alla Jones. This is the story of six different men. The first was born in 1678, and the last died nearly 300 years later, in 1975. In that time, the world changed beyond anyone's wildest imagination. In 1678, men wore wigs and carried swords. Women wore long dresses and travelled in carriages. 3 centuries later, the world had cars, television, and man could travel to the moon. But despite all these changes, these six men had one thing in common. Music was the most important thing to them. Not just listening to music or playing music, but creating new music. Imagine you're walking down the road or lying in bed and a new tune just pops into your head. You have no idea where it has come from. It just appears. There it is, singing away in your imagination. Sometimes it is just a melody. Sometimes it sounds as if it's been played on a violin or a piano, or even a full orchestra. This is what it was like inside the musical imagination of our six men. This is what they had in common. As soon as a musical idea occurred to them, they had to find pen and paper and write the music down so they didn't forget it, and other people could play it. Here is one of them. The trouble is, this composer is a priest as well, and he happens to be saying Mass in a big church in Italy. Suddenly, an idea for a brand new tune came into his head. It was a bit like one of those moments in a cartoon when a light bulb turns on above someone's head. He knew he had to write it down quickly.
In nomine patria, filia, e sancti. Mi scusi. Sorry, I have to go, eh?
Ma perché? Padre, why? Are you ill?
Mi scusi, I cannot say.
Ma padre, you have your congregation here. We're in the middle of the Mass.
What a melody! It is perfect for my next concerto. Ah, look at this lovely day. Let me open the window, eh? The birds are singing. It's like the music. And I will call the concerto Spring. Yes, that's it. It'll be all about the birds and the sunshine and the buds on the trees starting to open up.
Each one of our six men had experiences like that, though perhaps they didn't leave in the middle of a church service.